This is the TPN Podcast, episode number one. I'm Matt, co-founder of the Pilot Network and co-host of the TPN Podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I sat down with Adam, the founder of the Pilot Network. We wanted to introduce you to what you can expect from us, the podcast, and tell you the origin story of TPN. So without further ado, here we go.
What's up, Network? Thank you for joining us today for the first Pilot Network podcast. I'm so excited to have our first guest on the show, Adam Juhan, who's the creator of the Pilot Network. He's a guard pilot flying for a major commercial airline. He has well over 3,400 hours in 8 different aircraft. Adam's a mentor of mine, a close friend, and one of the most intense guys I've ever had the privilege to know and work with. Adam, welcome.
Thank you, Matt. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, so we've been wanting to do this podcast for a long time now, and yeah. I think the Pilot Network was one of your, it's your baby, it's your thing. What, can you tell us how it came to be? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I think most of us have had the same thought in our minds over the last couple of years with the airlines not hiring, especially guys in our age group, kind of that right now, I'd say 28 to 36-year-old group of dudes, especially military guys. Yeah. We're getting out. We're part-timers in the Guard Reserve. Commitment was up. Looking for work outside of just going to the desert and doing the same old thing that we were doing for the last 10, 12 years. And I had this, I guess you would even call it a fleeting thought one day. I said, man, is there a group? Is there somewhere to go? And I'm not talking about a forum website like Airline Pilot Central or P-Prune or any of these nameless, faceless kind of throw it up on a message board and see what sticks kind of a deal. Is there a group out there of bros and sisters helping each other out? And I looked and my search kind of came up empty. So one day I was sitting at Bagram when I was flying Part 135 operations for a carrier over there doing contract work. I was sitting, looking around at Facebook, and I thought, hey, who do I know at FedEx? That was my goal at the time, was to get on at FedEx. And I started researching, and I started finding about 5 or 6 dudes that I knew at FedEx outside of my close circle of friends. And I was really kind of pressed for how to ask them for a letter of recommendation. So what I did, instead of Facebooking, friending, directly contacting all of them, I started gathering all the pilots that I knew together, and I started a group called the Pilot Network on Facebook. And what I did was invited everybody I knew who flew airplanes, especially civilian guys, to come in and be able to give that kind of letter of recommendation, head nod to guys they had flown with in the past, and make it easier for people to access those people. Yes, it was a 100% selfish motivation on my part, and that was to get guys I knew at FedEx signed up. What happened was probably one of the greatest developments in my life as far as getting to help fellow aviators out, especially younger guys, and that was having this Pilot Network create a group of people who are self-motivated to help out one another. And that's kind of where we stand. And that's how a very quick version of the maturation of how we got from me sitting in Bagram, putting a couple people in a Facebook group, to the 2,600 plus members we have today.
I think that's the coolest part about the Pilot Network. I mean, when you watch that Facebook group, you can post something and minutes later, there's 10, 12, 14 comments on there with good information from people who've been there before. Is there any specific question that you see come up all the time, or what stands out in your mind?
Matt, that's a great question. And I think it's even funny that you asked that, because as the audience will soon know if they don't already, we have a newsletter that's going to be coming out that'll kind of directly jump on these kind of specific or genre-like questions and provide some more guidance and a little feedback and kind of a roadmap to where they can go and what they can do. But aside from that, and I know that sounded like an advertisement for it, it's truly not. It's just something that we're doing to try to help more dudes out.
I think I hear you saying it's a new tool for everyone to kind of a new way to pass the information, right?
Yes, that's exactly what you're hearing me say. And I think what as a group that constantly comes up and in one form or another, it's about the application process, whether it's how do I log my hours? Should I go out and get a logbook done? Should I have a professional do it? Can I use Excel spreadsheets? Should I put my high school GPA? What kind of jobs did I have? Yada, yada, yada. I mean, the list goes on and on. You've seen the questions a lot of the guys have who are listening right now. And I think what comes into my mind is every time I read those, I see what I like to call an overkill scenario going through these people's head. It's kind of like they can't see the forest through the trees, and moreover, they're looking kind of at like the veins on the leaves of the tree and trying to see the forest. It just doesn't work that way. I think, and this is something just from my own personal experiences and guys that I've talked to, is the most important thing in this application process isn't how you've logged your hours or if you were captain of the football team in high school or the debate club or whatever. It is important that you list all that stuff and that you write it out correctly. But what is really critical is the patience aspect of filling out these applications and going through this process. It is a game of patience, and it's painful at times to have to wait. And as pilots, we're not very good at waiting. We kind of put in the input and we expect the output to be there immediately afterwards. And I think that's what we all suffer a little bit from. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's just something that we need to retrain ourselves, which is another thing that we're really, really good at. And retrain ourselves to be this patient group now as we await those phone calls and await those interviews. Or if we have the job, await that upgrade or await being done with a trip with a dude that we don't like or await the next contract iteration to come out so we can review it and put some time and effort in to see if this is something that we want to say yes to. And I think as a group, we lack patience. I know I do. And I think
that's just a characteristic of the type A personality in general.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly where I was going with it. And I think you're right on. I think that's what the number one overarching pilot network group question is relating to. And it's not because of the exacting, okay, you know, I flew a 7.1. Half of it was instructor and half of it was SIC in a KC-135. How can I log that? That's not the question that I think is the problem. The question is you're so worried about that you're not just sitting back and being patient with the process, completing everything quickly, but being patient with waiting for the phone call or whatever the case might be.
Well, I think the real question that everyone's wondering is, were you actually the captain of your debate team in high school?
You know what? No. And I would say most of my friends say I'm a pretty terrible arguer. I normally lose. You can ask my wife that. You can ask most of my friends. I don't beat them in argument. I just kill them with words. I just talk as much as possible, and that normally beats them into submission. So they just say yes.
Fair enough. I also lose pretty much every conversation, every debate with my wife. I think that's a strategic loss, though.
Yeah, I agree too. battles versus wars. Battles right. versus wars.
Absolutely. Okay. Very cool. The next question that I have written on here is: what's your vision for the network? Kind of what is? You talked about how the network was born. What you needed it to be when you created it. But what's your vision for the future?
Well, Matt, this is where I'm going to flip it on you. And I think the vision for the pilot network isn't necessarily a mine or a yours vision. It's an ours vision. And I think the one thing, and this is the idea I'm bouncing off of you now, is I think we as a group want to see something come together for the Pilot Network, all of us together, all 2,600 members on the Facebook group or whatever the case might be. And then the more who haven't joined yet and who will, I think what we want to see is growth into continuing to help out our fellow aviator find that last job, find the right life insurance care for them in the future, the right investment tools so they can retire early from the airlines if they want to, find that outside source of income so they can enjoy doing something on the side besides just quote unquote being a pilot. And I think that vision comes from meeting you one and having you join our little team here, and then also our tribe getting together and looking at what they're talking about, and the inspiration comes from them. And I think the vision is, it's kind of to continue to grow, but to continue to give value and add value to their lives. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I absolutely, and I especially like your reference to Seth Godin's book Tribes there. I think the biggest goal of the Pilot Network is to really bring together a whole bunch of like-minded people, figure out what's important, give them a platform to share, ask questions, get answers from people they trust. Because I think there's a lot of forums out on the web that you can go to for information and gouge on getting into the airlines or this corporate job or that. But the Pilot Network has really turned out to be something kind of different, I think. I almost feel like the anonymity that you see on the web, on Airline Pilot Central and some of those other websites, not that there's anything wrong with those, but you know a lot of the people on here. And if you don't, you get to know them over time, certainly.
Yeah, I'll bring up one of the... Well, a perfect example of that is this guy, Sham Ali or Hesham Ali. I don't even know how to say his name correctly because I've never actually talked to him except for on Facebook. And we met through the Pilot Network. He signed up to the group early in the infancy of this whole thing. And he has actually been a rock for me to turn to in some of the problems that I've had over the last couple of months with application snafus and whatnot, which will be a topic for later discussion in my application process to get to the airline that I'm going to now. And I think one of the interesting parts is I feel like he's a close personal friend of mine. We've never flown together. We've never been in the same squadron together. We've never been in the same airplane together. And now I feel like I've got this other guy out there that I can lean on for almost anything in regards to my professional development. And that is something that you do not get anywhere else. And whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Airline Pilot Central or all that kind of stuff, it doesn't really matter which venue you're on or which medium you're using. It's about the fact that I knew somebody who knew him and he could refer that guy to me. And the next thing I know, he's helping me. I can't get that from a faceless entity. And the Pilot Network is right now over 2,600 faces that all come together to help each other out. And that is, to me, one of the coolest parts of what we have and one of the most unique things that we also have that's not out there everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You mentioned that 2,600 members is where the network's at right now, which is pretty cool number. How long has it been since the network? When did you start it?
Well, I started the network in July of 2012. That was when I was sitting over at Bagram. And it kind of had a splash growth at first where it grew really quickly to about 1,000. And then it just kind of had this steady growth of people. And then one day I remember, and this is probably, I don't know, maybe 8 months after I'd started it, it reached about 1,000 people. And one day I went in, because we administrate the group really tightly. I don't know if everybody knows that, and that's something that I think they should know, is we're really, really stringent on who we allow into the network. There are a couple non-pilots in there, but they're value added there's reasons that they're in there. But everybody else is a professional pilot, and they have to be vetted in some small way. You can't just apply and be in. It's not an open group. It's a closed group. And I have declined some people. I've also tried to message people who maybe post something that I'm not, that I don't think is value added to the group, and get their reasoning behind it before I kick them out or before I pull their post down. I want people to know that this is a forum that they can come and share, but they have to be respectful, and it has to kind of maintain within the structure of what the pilot network needs to continue to grow and to benefit every member there, to include me. I mean, I learn stuff all the time from the stuff that the users post on a day-to-day basis. And I won't even call them users because they're not, they're members. Yeah. So the members of the group post.
I think it's really turned into a team. And I had a friend of mine who told me the other day that he just sits back and watches and soaks in the information because he's not looking for a commercial job right now. But I think it's something where as whether you're a military pilot or a civilian pilot or a little bit of both, like you are, just kind of knowing what the other side is like or figuring out what it is you don't know, that's kind of the biggest advantage here, is being able to be exposed to some of these questions. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, Matt, think of your commissioning source. You're an academy guy, correct?
No, ROTC.
Okay, yeah, that's right. How stupid was that? Nah, I just always get that academy vibe from you. That was a joke, by the way.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
The academy guys are a good natured bunch, so I'm sure they'll take it with the intent that it was intended for. But I think
feel free to address all comments to Adam on the
next. Yeah, go right ahead. I take all comers. But let's get back to that piece right there. That, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Your members senior year in ROTC, they glazed over the Air Force Reserve and the Air National Guard as we sat there. And this is for all those civilian guys out there who've never gone through any of this military stuff before. You don't know that there's such a thing as the Air Force Reserve and the Air National Guard, that you can go become a part-time guy and you can delve into the civilian world first. I mean, yeah, there's some guys who do it from, as we call, guard babies. And there's guys who enlist and go that route at some point, get commissioned. But then there's the lot of us that go through the traditional route militarily of commissioning source, commission, active duty, and then we proceed on with our careers, whether it's you do 20 plus years active duty, retire, and then you go find another flying or non-flying job, or sometimes you get out early, so on and so forth. I'm not going to get into all that nonsense, but they never told us about it. We never learned from it. And I think one of the most important things that the members offer each other in the pilot network is information about stuff that they don't know about. And it's pretty easy to find the technical stuff on what the FARs say, what the AIM says, what your dash one or your company manual, your op spec or your operating manual says, or go on, you know, and pull any book title you want out. But it's very difficult to find that information about what is life like after I do blank. And I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I had no idea. And I don't know how you felt as you've kind of matured through your career and whatnot, but isn't it a satisfying feeling that, yeah, maybe I didn't know, but you're able to provide information to the rest of these guys coming up to be, they can make an informed choice, where we kind of went into things slightly blindfolded.
Absolutely. And some of my references, my roots are in general aviation. I started out as a line guy fueling Cessna 172s and Pipers in an airport for 8 years, putting myself through college and working on my private pilot's license, and then came into active duty, and then haven't looked back since. And so my frame of reference as a professional pilot has been all military flying. Mm-hmm. And so there's a whole aspect to 121 and part 135 that as a military pilot you're not exposed to. to a certain extent. Now, you get a lot of good training, but there's a lot of information that's important out there. So, that brings me, that kind of segues into something that I know everyone's wondering: who is your target audience? Is it? I know there's a huge percentage of military aviators in this thing, but is it just military pilots? Can anyone join? Is it just pilots or anyone associated with the aviation world? What's the goal of the network here?
Well, it's funny because it started off as professional pilots. So professional aviators, guys who fly airplanes, girls who fly airplanes and get paid money for it. I think what you've seen it morph into is it's professional individuals in the aviation community who can add value to any aviator out there who wants this career for themselves at some point, whether it's a regional bubba who's, I hate that term. I'm going to take that one back. That's not for me. That's a fighter term. No offense to the fighter guys, but not my thing.
Again, address all comments
to Adam Juhan at whatever address you want to get me. And you'll hear all that stuff at the end of the show. So you'll be able to find me. So you got the, let's say you got the first year regional guy and he thinks this part 121 gig's pretty cool. He's 24 years old. So he's got his ATP or whatever the case might be. And let's say what he wants to do is he wants to get to a major airline. Well, right now, you know, it looks like he might get there pretty fast, but he's got this service need for himself and he wants to go fly for the Guard or Reserves on the side. Well, he is a perfect target. Or what about the guy who's 18, who's got his private pilot's license, who worked at a general aviation FBO on the line, gassing up airplanes and cleaning out cockpits for a while. His name is Matt Sweet. And he decided that one day he wants to make this a profession, but he doesn't know how to do it. The pilot network's for him too. We've got a couple of those guys who just signed up. What about the young lady who is just getting out of college? She's graduated with a biology degree and doesn't really want to continue on to be some sort of medical or academic professional. She sees and has always thought aviation was pretty cool. She goes and tries to get hired by the active duty to become an officer, go to OTS and continue on her career that way. And she wants to be a pilot. And that's for her too. I mean, this is for her. Every single person who is in aviation, who wants to make some sort of career out of it, this is for them. But then there's also the aviation support staff professionals. We've got a couple of flight docs in the group who are both civilian and military because they want to support what kind of questions pilots have out there. That doesn't mean you should limit your questions. That means you should ask it in a pertinent way that you can get a really good answer on the group. There's mechanics out there who, now they're the backbone of the support world for aviation anyways. We've got a couple of guys who run FBOs and run aircraft rental services. But I'm trying to look at getting a few legal aviation lawyer types in here, aviation insurance guys. All sorts of those support functions are just as critical to have in a group like this. It should be the aviation support pilot and other network, but the pilot network name sticks a little bit better on the tongue. So I think we'll stick with that.
And we bought the domain name. So
yeah. And we have a domain, right. We have a domain name and service mark pending. So
right.
Hopefully that we'll just stick with that instead of a long drawn out, Adam Juhan like talk for a name.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you mentioned that, we're pretty strict about administering the group, it's a closed Facebook group, and Facebook is just the delivery method. It's just the vehicle. It really is the interaction between everyone in that forum. But when someone requests to join, what are you looking for? What's the process there?
It's funny you bring that up because I do it every single morning when I wake up. I take a look at who's requested and I check a couple things. If there's a picture of you on in the cockpit of an airplane, or you're somewhere where I know that access is denied to the regular populace. I'm pretty sure that you have some sort of aviation background, or you're a professional aviator of some kind. Sometimes I'll dig a little deeper if I see only one. If I go to your Facebook page, and you, by the way, you definitely need to update your privacy settings for all of you out there. Make yourself as private as possible. Especially if you're looking at airline jobs, it will help you if somebody goes searching everywhere and you do have a couple pictures that you don't necessarily want to take down or don't know how to. Just throwing that out there.
I'm pretty sure everyone has completely professional pictures on their
phone. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never met a pilot with one that's a little bit risque.
Yeah,
But with that being said, I will take a look. If you have some extra pictures on there, I'll take a look, make sure, hey, same guy or same gal, you match up. If I can't find anything that's kind of a definitive picture, and I know that people are like, well, pictures, is that really enough? Yeah, it really is. There's not a lot that it's very difficult for somebody to get pictures like that within their profile of them and then doctored Photoshop. And if they want to go through that much work to pretend they're a pilot,
welcome.
Well, you're welcome aboard. that's actually probably more work than some of you have actually gone through to get where you are. So don't, I give them a break. But as far as other guys and girls out there, they don't have that same information. And I'll write them a message just asking, hey, I'm the creator. I'd like to hear your background. And it's really easy to tell. And everybody has been super forthright and honest from what I can tell, because I got an email back, hey, I'm not really that interested. I don't know how I got this group. I think maybe it got suggested and I clicked on it by accident. I really no interest in whatever the pilot network is. And I said, hey, thanks for checking us out. I still wrote them back. Thanks for taking a look anyways. And no harm, no foul. Hope all is well. And then if there's any direct questions that they have right away, I try to answer them. I try to answer them within 24 hours. That doesn't always happen just due to working two other jobs. It's kind of can be a difficult fit sometimes. But I try to get back to them as soon as I can. So that's kind of the process of vetting them. It's not, I'm not requiring a top secret security clearance here or an interview by an FBI agent. I just want to know that they're as close to who they say they are as they say they are.
Well, and I think that that's the important thing of what the network is, kind of an offshoot of the word networking. I mean, the whole point is developing a tribe, to go back to Seth Godin's term, and of mentorship, and where we can get questions that have a reasonable degree of credibility. I think that's the biggest point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I heard you mention just a couple minutes ago about adding value for the network and the members and things that can help us all, whether we're trying to get into another squadron or we intend to stay active duty for, 20 plus years, or looking for that perfect airline job, or figuring out which major we want to go to, or how much time we want to spend in the regionals, if we do. What does that mean, adding value? What kinds of things are you hoping to build into? And I say you, is the network in general hoping to build into this experience?
I think we as a group, when I say added value, I think what we are looking at is, one, is it going to help us achieve the next goal in our life, and whatever that might be? Two, what kind of things out there add value? Well, it's truly whatever the network, whatever direction the members of the PILOT network want to go. Do we want to talk more about how to break down your hours, or do we want to talk more about good interview and consultant sources to prepare for your next big interview with whomever airline you're at going to? Or do we want to break down retirement stuff? Yeah, I mean, it's whatever the network kind of wants to, direction they want to go. And we can tackle multiple subjects as we go along. And they're just going to take a little bit more time to knock each one of them out, because there is only two administrators of the network, or employees of the network, as you want to call them, you and I. And the third, and I think the most important thing of these three pieces, is value added is going to help everybody. Like I said, number one. Number two is what brings value is whatever the network determines. Number three, probably the critical one is some sense, like you were talking about, to credibility and some sense of somebody who knows what they're talking about. Like I'm not an expert on much. Some would even venture to say I'm not even that much of an expert in aviation. But
don't tell your employer that.
No, I won't. They won't hear this podcast by the time I start, so I'm quite okay with that anyways. But in reality, our goal as a group is to bring somebody, bring the expert to the person that needs the expertise. Whether that's me or you or some person who just signed up for the Pilot Network who's interested in it, if they have a financial planner for the guy who's really struggling to figure out what he's going to do for retirement, or if they have a flight doc who's got an answer to a question that somebody on the network has brought up, or if there's a person who's a logbook expert who knows exactly how to break it down for each airline, not necessarily because they have a certified document that says they know how to do it, but they've studied the living hell out of it and they know what each airline's looking for. That's the kind of expertise we're looking for. Now, mind you, yeah, you're going to have to put some faith in people and you're just going to have to trust that it's out there. I know that it's different than what we deal with on an everyday as pilots. We say, all right, well, you got to go to the book. You got to go to the book. Don't shoot from the hip. This is different. And I think that's why it's so organic, if you will. It's flowing. It just is kind of dynamically changed as it goes. There is no book for this. There are no book answers that we have readily available. We have to figure them out by trial and error, or we have to get somebody who's already been through the process. And that's why the Pilot Network, in my eyes, has been successful to this point with the continued small growth that it's had, mainly because we haven't tried to market it. We just kind of let it grow in a very organic and peaceful way, if you want to call it that. And I think that, but I think that's what the value added pieces are for us in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why we're starting this podcast, even, is to add a little different aspect, not to change what the original forum is on Facebook, but to add another avenue, another way to consume and request information. And hopefully we're going to have lots of guests on and kind of move, do a deep dive into some of this information. I don't know. I'm excited to see where that turns out.
I think the big call to action right now is send us your request, your what do you desire? What do you want from us? And by us, I mean us as a group. And there's going to be plenty of ways for you to get a hold of us if you don't want to do it in that public forum like Facebook and you want to ask. And I know that's something that transparency is what we pride ourselves on. But if you have a question that you don't feel like you want your name associated with, we can give you some anonymity and ask it in as the administrators. We can ask the group. We can get people to kind of give you the answer that you're looking for that you're not necessarily comfortable with asking. The next, I guess, the subsection of that call to action is bring more people to the network. There's strength in numbers and there's people out there who can help us. And in turn, we can help them. And if they're on the outside and they don't know anything about the Pilot Network, or they don't know anything about that, there's this great little group on Facebook that's really given some guys some good information and actually helped a couple guys maybe get employed at different units, militarily, and maybe found a good connection, a good civilian connection, or an old friend that helped them get a letter of recommendation or something, got them to an airline that they're really wanting to go. We can't get that without continuing to add new and fresh people. And then I think that's the third thing. The final piece is send us one of your success stories. Let us know what you've had success with, who's had success out there. Due to a large part of being associated with this group, being in this group, being a member of this group. And if we have those stories, that'll embolden a lot of people to continue and work hard to get what they're get where they want to go and achieve those goals. Because there are some guys who are kind of down in the dumps on the sidelines waiting for that phone call. And a little bit of motivation goes a long way.
Cool. Yeah. I think the success stories, that's awesome. We definitely want to hear that. We want to hear who's gotten hired, who got their dream job, whether that's, you know, getting hired into a reserve unit, a guard unit, or they just got their dream job as an exec somewhere, or they're staying in the cockpit. You know,
yep.
We're going back to the cockpit after being staff for a while. We want to hear what the success looks like for the network. I know talking to the younger guys, being able to mentorship that guy who's in the aviation program at UND, who's about to take out $80,000-$90,000 in student loans and go work for a regional as he builds hours. We want to talk to that guy. So let's hear what your successes are. And I think that's a good way to end it. How can someone get a hold of the network and get involved?
Well, Matt, as you know, there's a ton of ways to get a hold of us. So I'm just going to give you the two ways that will link to you the quickest. There's www.thepilotnetwork.org. That's got our email, our Facebook, our Twitter account on there. And then the other way that you can do it, if you just want to ask me a direct question, is adam@thepilotnetwork.org. That's my email address.
Awesome. Well, Adam, it was a lot of fun talking with you today, and hopefully we want to do this first interview with you and kind of introduce what the network really is and what we're hoping this podcast to be. And I can't wait to see what other guests we can have on. And I think as we move through the podcast process and learn as we go, hopefully the quality gets a little better for everybody.
Yeah, that'll be the learning process. And now that I'm done being the interviewee, I will become one of the interviewers with Matt, and we will work together as a team to bring you guys as much information as we possibly can disseminate. So look for us in all the podcasting forums and formats you can, and hopefully we will be able to continually deliver the information that has been so integral on the Pilot Network Facebook group in a more auditory format.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one.
Bye.